18 and a half minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and we welcome to the studio now Gary Francis and Craig Bergsett. We're talking, we're not going to be selling you anything. We're not going to be trying to persuade you to do anything you don't want to do. We're going to be talking about animals. Everyone loves animals. So I think this is going to be the most popular slot on the show this afternoon. Guys, welcome.
Thanks, Dave.
And it's fair to say that I think that we've all, as a species, been through some fairly trying times of late, but spare a thought for those that have no voice. Animals, literally, especially domestic animals, dogs and cats, they'd love you. And it's unconditional love, but of course they don't have a voice to express when they are in need. And luckily, this is what we're going to be talking about today. Raising money to help with the welfare of animals in our community. So, guys, thanks for coming in.
No, thanks for having us, Dave. This is definitely something which is, for my entire adult life, I've been very close to my heart as animals and those that can't speak for themselves. And when I came into Bolito, I decided I was going to get involved in some sort of animal organization to assist. And I can't do the frontline work. I'm just not, I don't have the right makeup to do it. These ladies that go out there are absolutely hardcore, and the work that they do is unbelievable. But on the background, raising funds and assisting wherever they need help, that's where I'm involved. So Craig can tell you a bit more about the work that the ladies are doing.
Yeah, Craig, why don't you do that?
Yeah, Andrew, so so Sables is an organization that is a pro-life animal rescue organization, which was founded in 2012. Our mission is to help homeless, abused, neglect animals and assist pet owners who live in poverty and underprivileged areas to care for their pets. They're currently helping in the Stanger Townships, Sharker's Head and Niswatini. The areas we focus on helping feeding are extreme financial hardship, where people struggle to meet their basic needs and the animals are left to fend for themselves, most times having to eat out of trash heaps, roam the streets in search of food, water. We try to put effort into treating the sick animals, rescue the neglect or the unwanted pets, and try to find them loving homes. Spaying, mass vaccinations, feeding, education, and providing kennels, as they have no shelter from the weather and etc. They receive no government grants or corporate funding, and we completely depend on fundraising and the kindness of the community. We find ourselves never-ending debt, running costs, and never-ending vet bills. So they're quite grateful for any contribution to every cent to help save a life. So they do a whole lot of charity work. We guys in the community do a lot of charity work to raise money for this, because they rely purely on this the fundraising and the money that that we generate.
It's a hell of a good cause. But can I just ask the question? A lot of folks are saying, look, these animals that are they're problem animals and in a problem circumstance, and yet Sables is pro life. Wouldn't it be kinder to put them down?
Dave, that's a very debatable point. And I think when you're looking at it from what I've seen, the work that these ladies are doing, animals that are absolutely neglected, that are anorexic, that are sick, and I can vouch for myself because I have one of those dogs. Sugar's her name. She was obviously found in the sugar cane. And she was in an absolute terrible, terrible state. And she was brought back, and she is just the most amazing, unbelievable pet that I've ever had. Loving, it's almost as though she knows that she was given a second chance in life.
She does.
So if you're asking me, I say, no, pro-life, that's it. Give them a chance. You know, there's that old story, what you can't help everybody, but just the one person that you can help, you're making a difference in their life. And it's the same with the animals. We can't help every single animal, but those that we can help, we're making a difference in their lives.
And is sterilization part of the program as well?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Because that would go an awfully long way towards preventing the unwanted litters that obviously then create a major drain on resources. And the resources are very, very, very finite. And you know, as with the best will in the world, everyone has priorities. And sometimes when we ask for your donation to do something good, and I know that you really want to help, but sometimes it's a tough decision. Who do you help, and etc. So, you know, I'm asking the tough questions because, believe me, many folk listening to this are asking exactly the same question, yeah. And we need the answers.
And as I say, if you're asking me, I've firsthand experienced. I've got a dog which has been given a second chance on life, and she is just my everything. Mm. Sugar. So. I definitely believe they should be given a second chance. As you say, sterilization is very much part of the program. Rabies vaccinations, going out into the poorer communities, vaccinating the dogs and cats for free. So these are all things which the ladies, and I say ladies because the vast 90% of them are they're all volunteer workers, but ladies that are from our community that are going out into these poorer areas, and what they see, the condition that they see these animals in, it's heart-wrenching. And as I say, I just don't, myself, don't have the makeup to go and do that.
And what sort of success rate do you have with rehoming animals that are brought in and cared for and rehabilitated to the point where they are no longer in danger of starvation, etc.? But to find homes must be really tough.
It is tough, and what they do is that... once they sort out the animal and that, they do home inspections. So, you know, we can understand a lot of people are saying, you know, they want the dog because they think it's for free. But there is a fee which you pay, which is not exorbitant, which goes to sorting out the vex, being spayed, or if they haven't been spayed, or if they need to be spayed. And
all inoculations, yeah, so the animal is ready to home.
So the home checks are done properly. It's not just given to anyone. And then there's a follow-up on that. And then, you know, the people... My wife's one of them that actually homes a lot of the animals, and we've got a few foster failures at home. So
they all eventually find a home.
Yeah, they all find a home. So and they find good homes, and they're not just given to anyone, and they are double checked.
So I think I've heard often your story, Gary, in various different permutations of these animals that have been outcast, almost unwanted, abused in many instances, and you would think that they are completely now destroyed psychologically, emotionally, mentally, physically, and that therefore my question about wouldn't it be kinder to euthanize. But so many folk have come back with the same retort that you've experienced.
Yep.
If you take an animal like that and you give it love and security, it will probably be one of the best investments you could ever make in
Absolutely.
Terms of what you get back. Hey?
And the joy that animal brings to a family. You know, it's not only about the animal. That animal now goes and gets rehomed and just brings so much joy to a family.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of love to give.
Absolutely.
And a lot of love to get. Hey, so now we're all kind of getting emotional.
just to ask you, gentlemen.
We need to get onto the business of the business.
Now, do any of the veterinary practices in the area help with sponsorship? Do anything pro bono as part and parcel of help to you guys?
So the vets are amazing.
Oh, they've been helping.
In the area, yeah. Obviously, they have their expenses. They've got their overheads and the rest of it. But they do help
contribute
with. They try and do everything almost like at cost price kind of thing.
Okay.
But there is, and that's why we're having this fundraising, is because obviously the vet bills just keep climbing and climbing, and there's medicine that you've got to give to the animals, and the vets have to pay for the medicine.
I ask because I know of Johannesburg more about the veterinary, and I won't say, but there are a lot of vets in Johannesburg who actually do the pro bono work, the specialist physicians who do it for the charity organization. So it would be nice. I understand that the vets here are helping, but a little bit of pro bono might be a good thing if they could.
No, I think, I don't know each and every case, but I have heard of where they have assisted in special cases if there's big operations which need to take place in that. On our flyer, you'll see the picture of the one dog, she actually had her leg amputated.
Shame.
And, you know, that doesn't come cheap.
No.
When you start doing things like yeah. that. So,
so let's talk about how we're going to raise the money that is going to keep the organization healthy. Because it's always a question of, can you pay the bills at the end of the month? And it's a nightmare yeah. scenario when you're looking at the balance sheet and it's kind of just looking very, very bleak. But always there is this, and it's the human thing, you know, it's those, you yeah. think, I can't recover, we're in such trouble. And along comes a miracle yeah. time and again. Yeah. And I think it's because, you know, this is the kind of scenario in which miracles work best.
And our community.
Yes, I mean, yes, exactly, yeah. through the community. Yeah. So let's pull another one. Yeah. Come on, guys, let's make it happen for Sables. They need desperately your support. But it's not just one way. It's in this case, there's a lovely form of entertainment, and yes. it's a win-win. So let's talk about that.
Okay, Dave. So on the 22nd of July, we're hosting a golf day at Schlaley Country Club, and it is a shotgun start. We've got, I think the whole field is full now already, Craig.
Yeah, we had 34 balls, which we've increased it to another six. So we've got 36 four balls, and so it's all full up for now. So we'll chase the guys to have a look. So if one or two guys do pull out, there will be one or two spots. So that's the most we can actually take on the day.
Okay, so it's been very well supported so far. Goes yep. to show. Yep.
2,400 rand a four ball. And then we've got on every single hole a company which has bought a hole, and they're going to put up their gazebos and supply drinks or whatever, to snacks to the players. And I've played in many golf days, and I think there's very few where I've seen every single hole there's something happening on the hole.
It just goes to show how close to the community's heart this particular cause is. And obviously by getting involved, you are connecting with the community in yep. the most meaningful way. So it really is a win-win. It's an initiative to bring the community together. And you know, when you work together and you achieve something marvelous, it's such a great feeling, isn't it?
Absolutely. So the businesses and that have been fantastic in coming and supporting us. Again, our restaurants, I mean, they always come to the party, so it's fantastic. And what we are still looking for is obviously donations to Sables Creatures. Anybody listening that would like to donate, please, please donate.
Which is the best way? Is there a pay portal on a website?
Yes. So specifically for this bank, for this golf day, we have a Nedbank account, which the money is going into, and for Sables. And we're keeping it separate because we want to see how much we raise from the golf day.
Okay.
So if people want to donate specifically to the golf day, we can put those details up on 88FM's Facebook page. Or they can contact Craig or myself and we can give them the details. My number is 082-417-0000. 082-417-0000. And Craig?
My number is 076-811-8704. 076-811-8704.
But don't worry if you're driving and you couldn't write down and you can't remember. That's cool. This is going up as a podcast almost immediately after this the interview. So you'll be able to refer to it. It will be on Facebook. It will be on all the platforms. And you can also, of course, if you've got our app, you can stream it any time you like.
And then the other thing, Dave, is prizes. I mean, you know, the golf day. If you don't have prizes, golfers tend to get upset. So we have been fortunate in getting prizes, but we're still looking for more. If there's any private lodges out there that would like to donate a night or two for...
There you go. You know, and maybe if you want some entertainment, Mandy's a dancer. She can she can do a private show.
Yeah, I'll definitely be at the golf there. I can't play golf, but I'll edge everyone.
There we go. That's now we're getting there. No, it's
so
wonderful.
Please, if anybody would like to donate prizes, contact us. And then as a last request, if anybody... families out there would like to be foster parents for animals, sick animals, to rehabilitate them, please, if they can contact the ladies from Sables. And also if anybody's looking for an addition to their family, contact the ladies from Sable. They'll come do the necessary inspection and give you a new a new lifelong friend.
Yes.
A new addition to the family.
And the contact number for the ladies? Do you have that?
I will get it through to Dave.
It'll be on the podcast.
Sable Screeches, you can't go wrong. You just Google it. S-A-B-L-E-S. Easy. Even you can spell that, man.
Correct.
Yes. And mind Facebook. You, let's not go that far. We'll put it up so that you can't. Okay, guys, thanks so much for joining us. And well, we don't need to wish you luck for the golf day. It's going to be fantastic. I wish I could be there. And I think what we'll do is, after the fact, let's get you back in again to do a post-mortem, see how well we've done.
That'll be awesome.
As a community, and just to keep the flag flying, as they say.
Yeah, no,
great,
thanks,
Gary. Thank you, Dave, for joining me. Yeah.
Once again, thank you very much to Life and Style. I mean, you guys are always supporting all community events, and that's and letting us, giving us airtime. So thank you very much.
Well, you know what? We do what we can because we care. We really do.
From your lips to everyone's ears.
So there it is, Gary and Craig. Thanks so much for joining us on the afternoon show, and we'll look forward to your company again in the very, very near future. Here's an oldie, but a great tune nonetheless.